From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the Middle East conflict leaves some 2,000 vessels, including South Korean ships, stranded in the Strait of Hormuz. In the wake of a violent knife attack against a high school teacher, a new survey shows that about half of all teachers have been assaulted by a student. And an American YouTuber who sparked outrage in South Korea by kissing a statue created to honor victims of Japanese military sexual slavery is sentenced to 6 months in prison. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chen. The war in the Middle East has left some 2,000 vessels stranded in the Strait of Hormuz, including 26 South Korean ships with 167 crew members on board. Since the U.S. began its maritime blockade on Iran, some 20 ships with no connection to Iran are said to have passed through the key waterway, indicating that limited movement is taking place. Our Bae Ji-yeon has more on the situation in the Strait of Hormuz.
The U.S. Central Command says no ship that has departed from an Iranian port has passed through the Strait of Hormuz in the first 24 hours since the U.S. implemented its blockade. The command said Tuesday that six vessels had complied with directions to turn around and re-enter an Iranian port in the Gulf of Oman. The U.S. launched a maritime blockade at 11 p.m. Monday, Korea Standard Time, restricting all maritime traffic in and out of Iranian ports, including those located in the Persian Gulf, west of the Strait of Hormuz, and the Gulf of Oman, east of the strait. The U.S. is limiting traffic in the strait by selectively allowing passage for ships from countries unrelated to Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Truth Social on Tuesday that 34 ships had passed through the Strait of Hormuz, apparently to underline that strait traffic is getting back on track. Quoting two U.S. officials on Wednesday, the Wall Street Journal said more than 20 commercial ships have passed through the Strait of Hormuz in the past 24 hours. Before the war, daily strait traffic amounted to approximately 135 ships. Seoul is continually working to help the 26 South Korean ships that remain stranded in the strait. Foreign Minister Cho Hyun said Wednesday before the National Assembly's Foreign Affairs and Unification Committee that Seoul shared information on the South Korean ships with Iran, the U.S., and all member states of the Gulf Cooperation Council as part of efforts to ensure their safety. Meanwhile, the government has decided to provide $500,000 in humanitarian aid to Iran via the International Committee of the Red Cross at the request of the international community. Bae Ji-yeon, KBS World Radio News.
Presidential Chief of Staff Kang Won-sik says South Korea will bring in 273 million barrels of crude oil through the end of the year. Kang conveyed the information during a briefing Wednesday following his recent visit to Central Asia and the Middle East as President Lee Jae-myung's special envoy to secure additional crude and naphtha amid the war in Iran. Kang said the amount secured is enough to last for more than 3 months under normal economic conditions without the need for special emergency measures. He said South Korea also secured an additional 2.1 million tons of naphtha for this year, the equivalent of 1 month's imports as of last year. Kang said the newly secured energy supplies are expected to contribute substantially and directly to the stabilization of supply and demand. Bank of Korea Governor nominee Shin Hyun-sung says monetary policy should be employed if risks in the Middle East persist and lead to rising core inflation or inflation expectations and if there are secondary spillover effects. Yet, Shin delivered a positive assessment of the country's long-term growth potential at his parliamentary confirmation hearing on Wednesday, calling it promising in view of South Korea's outstanding technological capabilities and its ability to capitalize on opportunities presented by the era of artificial intelligence. The nominee said the $1 exchange rate has remained high during the past several months, primarily due to an increase in derivative product transactions. Shin also apologized for causing public concern regarding allegations that he had illegally registered his daughter, who holds British citizenship, as a South Korean resident of an apartment unit in Seoul's Gangnam district 2 years ago. The International Monetary Fund has slightly marked down its 2026 world economic growth outlook after reflecting impacts brought on by the U.S.-Israeli war against Iran. In its latest World Economic Outlook report released Tuesday, the IMF forecast that the world economy will post growth of 3.1%, down 0.2 percentage point compared with its January projection. It kept next year's growth outlook the same as January at 3.2%. The IMF report subtitled Global Economy in the Shadow of War said the global economy faces renewed tests as the war in the Middle East threatens to disrupt growth and disinflation. Meanwhile, for South Korea, the agency projected economic growth of 1.9% this year and 2.1% next year, identical to the agency's January predictions.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
In the wake of a violent knife attack against a high school teacher earlier this week in Gaeryeong, South Chungcheong Province, a new survey shows that about half of all teachers have experienced assault by a student. The Korea Federation of Teachers Association, an umbrella teachers union, announced on Wednesday the results of its survey conducted on 3,551 kindergarten, elementary, middle and high school teachers and education professionals nationwide. Either directly or indirectly, 86% of the respondents said their teaching rights had been infringed upon. The most frequently cited offense mentioned by 93% of respondents was students intentionally obstructing classes and failing to comply with instructions, followed by verbal violence, which affected 87.5% of the educators, threatening behavior such as glaring and spitting, cited by 80.6%, and sexual abuse and harassment, mentioned by 47.5%. Nearly 49% of teachers said they had been assaulted or injured by a student or witnessed a fellow teacher being abused. But despite such victimization being widespread, the survey indicated that teachers rarely take issue with such behavior. Only 13.9% said they'd reported violations to local school rights protection committees. Johnny Somali, an American YouTuber who sparked outrage in South Korea 2 years ago, after he streamed himself kissing a statue set up to honor Korean victims of Japanese military sexual slavery, has been sentenced to 6 months in prison. He was taken into custody right away. Rosine Bach has more.
American YouTuber and influencer Johnny Somali, whose real name is Ramzi Khalid Ismail, was sentenced on Wednesday to 6 months in prison and 20 days in detention by the Seoul Western District Court and immediately remanded in custody. He was also barred from working at institutions related to children and adolescents for 5 years. Somali was found guilty of multiple charges, including obstruction of business, distributing sexually explicit deepfake content, and violations of minor public order laws. In 2024, Somali stirred controversy and anger in South Korea after he live-streamed himself kissing a Statue of Peace, which commemorates Korean victims of Japan's sexual slavery, leading to him being banned from YouTube. He also caused commotion on buses and subway trains, vandalized a convenience store, and played lewd videos in public, broadcasting his inappropriate behavior live. Local observers noted that throughout his trial, Somali showed no remorse. In March of last year, he appeared at one of his court hearings wearing a Make America Great Again hat and caused a firestorm after telling reporters that Korea is a subordinate country of the United States. Considering Somali's repeated offenses and the social repercussions of his behavior, court leniency was not expected. However, the judgment was much lighter than the 3-year sentence and 150,000 won fine sought by the prosecution. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Choi.